Here we go, rolling fearless into hour number two here on the Steve Gruber Show. And be damned the plague of 2020. We're going to get through this, you and I. Coronavirus notwithstanding. Here are three big things you need to know in the no panic zone right now. Number three, your dog, yep, he can get coronavirus, which was a shock to me when I heard it. The good news is it'll just be a runny nose and it won't be too serious, but keep it in mind. Number two, great news for those of you that need weed. Who would have thought? But yeah, curbside pickup for weed in states where it's legal. Congratulations, you can make it through. And number one, the pandemic could last until July or August, and it could send the economy into a tailspin, all of those things said by the president. A recession could be out in the way, but he says, does it really matter? No, the thing that matters right now is taking care of this virus. So while some people are losing jobs, others are getting opportunity. Amazon, in a brand new report, to hire 100,000 new employees. Amazon to hire 100,000 new employees to deliver because of the push and the surge of need from people that are sheltering in place, for example, sheltering in place. Also doing well, the United States Postal Service, Federal Express, and of course UPS. All of those delivery services are going to do very, very well because of the demand from people that don't want to leave their homes. And I guess that's good news. Who would have thought here just a couple of weeks ago that Americans like you and I would say, okay, I'll stay home. I'll figure it out. I won't go out in public. Who would have thought that Americans would have said, I'm good with it? Now, the damage, of course, is to those that own restaurants and theaters, bars and so forth. The economic damage could be permanent to so many. Many restaurants operate on a very slim margin. And what about the waiters and waitresses and the busing staff and those that do the support and the cooks in the kitchen and all of that? Well, for those that intend to to keep delivering and so forth, the kitchen staff may remain. Drive-throughs will remain open at fast food restaurants. But do you wonder about how many people continue to go? Because I consider that. Would you go to a drive-thru today? Would you go to McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell or whatever it may be? Would you go to Chick-fil-A in a drive-thru? Or would you just say, you know what, I'm good? So many questions in such an unusual time. Such an unusual set of questions in such an unusual time. Now, Italy, another punishing 24 hours, more than 2,000 new cases in Italy. Italy, by the way, I've mentioned this before, but I want you to focus on this. This is extremely telling. Italy put into place a government-run healthcare system in 1978. Last year, the World Health Organization said Italy had the second-best healthcare system in the world. The second-best healthcare system in the world. And it's being overwhelmed by coronavirus. Now, other factors involved there, of course, Italy did not restrict travel from people going back and forth to China at a critical time when everybody knew there was this virus passing around. Maybe we didn't know the severity or how susceptible people were to catching the illness. But while the United States had shut down travel directly from China, Italy kept going back and forth. And now they're paying a price for that, a very high price for that. But the number two healthcare system in the world, a government-run healthcare system, completely incapable of dealing with the demand right now from what we can tell. The number one healthcare system in the world, by the way, is France. And in France, Emmanuel Macron has ordered people to stay home for 15 days because of the pandemic. Stay home for 15 days. Do not move. Do not go anywhere. 15 days. And France is also deploying 100,000 police officers to enforce that coronavirus crackdown. We've talked about martial law in this program. And how far away is it really? I mean, make no mistake, the Chinese over the last 3 weeks have seen their cases rise by about 3,000 from 78,000 total cases to about 81,000 total cases. One new case overnight in China, one. And so the total crackdown like is being implemented in France, seems to have paid dividends in China. However, at some point you have to come out of your house. At least you would think so. Canada closing its borders altogether. The EU considering the same. Extended travel bans are now in effect for the United States. Nobody can come here from Europe, not from the UK, not from Ireland, not from anywhere. American airline companies, including Delta and American, are saying they'll need $50 billion to salvage their industry. We'll see how that plays out. In San Francisco, they're ordering people in six counties there, millions of people affected, to shelter in place. But I want to go back to the numbers in China. In the last 3 weeks, the number of cases in China have gone from 78,000 to 81,000. How is that possible? Either they have made it so you cannot leave your house. Maybe they have some sort of an antidote, a cure somewhere. Or they're just killing the virus by killing the host. It's a very effective measure. It will kill the virus. Because in the 3 weeks that China has seen almost no increase, relatively speaking, from 78,000 to 81,000, and now just one new case overnight, during that same period, Italy has gone from 229 cases to almost 30,000. Iran from 61 cases to 15,000. Here in the United States, 53 cases 3 weeks ago to 4,500, give or take, today. Now, you're going to see that number spike dramatically over this next week. Between now and next Tuesday, you're going to see dramatic spikes because our testing is ramping up. In New York, for example, 7,000 to 10,000 tests a day starting today. Tests are available all over the country. Medical facilities, and soon you'll be able to get the test at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Target, a whole host of other places will be offering these tests. As America's biggest companies chip in, and Google is working on rolling out a nationwide website to be a clearinghouse for information, to be a source where you can find out where to go to get testing, because you can't go to the emergency room. We urge you not to. Do not do that. If you believe you may have symptoms, please don't do that. And on another note, of those tested in the United States, only 1 in 9 that believe they had the illness tested positive. Think about that. A whole lot of people think they have it that do not. A whole lot of people that think they have the coronavirus do not. Between 41 and 42,000 people tested in America, 36,000 tested negative as of yesterday. 4,000 tested positive, and 1,600 or so remain out with no conclusion yet. But 1 in 9 tested positive. The rest, 8 out of 9 that thought they had the virus, tested negative. So don't let it go to your head. Don't lose your cool. Pay attention. And if you have a real issue, if you really think you're ill, you're having a shortness of breath and a cough and a fever, contact your medical professionals. Do not go to the ER. Contact your medical professionals first and figure out where you need to be. That's the advice. Keep your cool. We're going to get through this together. This is the No Panic Zone. This is the Steve Gruber Show on St. Patrick's Day, 2020. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship!
I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.